Hey, Cheech, man. Let's listen to movies and doobies, man.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, man, that's gonna be like smoking. Yeah.
All you other dudes, relax and enjoy the vibes, man.
And we're fucking live.
Welcome back, kids.
There it is. There it be.
Yeah, we're back, motherfucker.
Oh, absolutely we are.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry for going a little incognito last week. Both of us had
the vid.
The vid.
We had the vid.
COVID. 19. So it really put us out of commission.
Yeah. We were out in a, you know, dying. Not really, but chilling.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Is this turning it up or down? Am I getting louder?
A little bit.
Okay. Hold on. Quieter?
No, you sound the same.
Quieter? No. Okay. Hold on. We're good. Okay. Moving on.
But yeah. We had COVID, and that was that.
Yep. And there was absolutely no way that we were going to be able to record because we were both
quarantining.
Stricketh.
Yes.
Bedridden. But we are back. Better than ever. Both of us.
Chilling. The lungs are still a baby, but you know, it is what it is.
You know, can't fix that.
How could I fix that? Never gonna happen. Never. But yeah. So fuck. Oh my god.
And oh my god. First of all, I'm Des.
I'm Kels.
And this is the fucking Movies and Doobies podcast. We got kind of carried away there.
Welcome back.
Today is Movie Madness Monday.
Guess freaking what, y'all? It's going to say on Spotify that it's episode 17 because it's episode 17 of Movie Madness. But in total, this is episode 30 of the podcast.
Episode fucking 30.
If y'all have been rocking with us since the first one, which has been like two people, we fucking love you. Y'all been there for 30 fucking episodes, bro.
30 episodes. 30
fucking episodes.
Every
single
one of y'all. It's just like it took us over a fucking year, and now we're finally at 30 episodes.
Crazy. Fucking crazy.
Absolutely. But yeah, so
cray cray.
We are just
But anyways, I'm still gonna steal your fucking thunder because this week on Movie Madness, we're watching a crime movie. This week's genre is crime.
Crime?
How about that? Yeah, it's crime.
This movie is a crime movie?
This is a crime movie.
Oh.
This is a bitch. Okay, so she's never seen this movie. I've seen this movie. We picked two movies that we're gonna watch. Not today. Well, one today. The other one in the later episode. One that I've seen and one that she's seen. And that obviously, like, the other one hasn't. So she's never seen the 2005 movie. It's a crime. It's a crime. It's a comedy. It's PG-13, 1 hour and 30 minutes. It's fun with Dick and Jane. Fucking with Jim Carrey.
Your motherfucking Carrey.
Hell yeah, dude. I love this movie. This movie, I don't know. It holds a special place in my heart.
I'm excited to watch it.
Dude, it's fucking funny. I love it.
I'll be real.
It's great. It's great. Oh my god.
Yeah. I don't know why, but when Kels first mentioned this movie to me, in my brain, the first thing I thought of was fucking another Jim Carrey movie where it's like Me and Irene or something like that.
Oh, Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah.
That's that just got added on to HBO Max or Hulu or something.
And like I know that that's the one with fucking Jim Carrey, and he has like another personality, right? Named Irene.
I believe so, yeah.
All right, yeah.
I don't think I've totally like watched that one through and through.
I've seen bits and pieces.
Slacked on that one.
But yes, so today we're going to watch Fun with Dick and Jane for our 30th episode.
Hell yeah. And would you like to read the description?
While they pack up their bowls? Will.
Get your bowls packed, kids. We're gonna smoke a ball.
Open that grinder. While I fucking
gotta pull up the description, kids.
Because you know how I am. All right, let's see.
Read that shit.
Oh, well, I'm going to. Fun with Dick and Jane. All right. The description. After losing their high-paying corporate jobs, the husband and wife turn to bank robbery to maintain their standard of living. Okay, it makes sense now that this is a crime movie.
It's great. Alec Baldwin is in it also. The guy from, he's in Step Brothers. He played the dad in Step Brothers. And, oh my God, what the hell is the other one he played?
So I can read the cast right off of this.
I can't think of the other movie. Read it.
Director, first of all, is Dean Parasot. Shout out to him. Yep. So the cast is Jim Carrey, Tia Leone.
She's fucking great.
Alec Baldwin, Richard Jenkins.
That's who it is.
All right. Angie Harmon, John Michael Higgins, Richard Berge, Carlos Jacot, Aaron Michael Drazen, and Gloria oh my God, I'm a white person. I'm sorry. Gloria Garaya or Garayua. Who knows? You know, I'm sorry to her for butchering that.
You might recognize the housekeeper, maybe, if you pay attention to Grey's Anatomy. She's she played one of the interns in Lexi's group of interns, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, and she's been in like a lot of shit. She does a lot of like TV show fucking shit. But yeah, I don't know. Fun fact. I'm pretty sure that might be the Gloria lady, but
Donna diddly darn second. I was just listening. I just listened to the fucking
the preview.
And the music that they're playing when he's running out of the store is the Ridiculousness theme song. I'm not kidding you. I fucking, as soon as I heard it, I went,
I love it. What episode was it when you were like, hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
Welcome to Jackass. Yeah.
I can't.
Totally wrong.
Y'all got your stuff packed up. If not, pause it. But here we go. A lot of smoke. And then we're going to watch Fun with Dick and Jane.
Cheers. For the 30th time, you guys get to listen to this. Me sing this because it's episode 30.
Woo! Cheers.
This one's for you and me. Living out our dreams, we are right where we should be. With my arms out wide, I open my eyes, and now all I wanna see is a guy
full of marijuana. I was gonna come up with the marijuana, buddy.
All right.
You should just change it at that point to just a sky full of marijuana.
Maybe.
If you want. All right, y'all. Smokey doke, dude. Smokey doke.
And I'm just going to throw this out here. Justice for motherfucking Johnny Depp. We are not fucking. We have watched so far because
every
they said the
single day. Yep,
we have watched because they mentioned the times yesterday. We have watched 61 fucking hours worth of all of everybody's testimony, and
it's crazy.
Fuck Amber Turd.
Amber's fucking crazy, dude. I cannot wait for them to ask her about the shit on Cross, man. I can't wait for the shit to be like, so Miss Turd. I mean, Heard.
There's quite a few things that she really shouldn't have said because, like, I don't know if you remember. Everyone, buckle in. We're gonna talk a little bit about this. So. In case anyone hasn't been watching, Amber took the stand this past week and she mentioned something. So when she was talking about Johnny, like pushing her sister down the stairs, right? Or like almost pushing her sister down the stairs, she was like, oh, the first thing I thought of was Kate Moss, because there was a whole fucking story saying that Johnny pushed Kate Moss down a set of stairs. And Kate Moss herself has come out and said that never happened. And Amber brought it up. And all I saw was Johnny's lawyer, Ben Chu, which we love him. We stan him here.
Yep. He is a fucking ride or die.
He took, like, he heard that. He turned around and looked at the other team and made, like, a fist that was like, yeah, we got her. And then he immediately wrote it down because it never happened. And she fucking testified that it did. So it's like, credibility, out the window.
Bro,
anyways. You know, we love Johnny Depp here. You will probably.
I'm sorry, but a lot of the like shit though, like when she said that he literally like the way she described that he beat the shit out of her, like she would have been bloody and had fucking lacerated. She even said that at one point that one of the pictures, I don't remember which picture it was. She said one of them, she had lacerations. She's like, oh, like the lacerations on my face. There was no lacerations on her fucking face. There was no cuts.
The bruising that she showed in the photos.
Botox done.
Yeah, the like, bruising that she showed in the photos after saying that he absolutely beat the piss out of her are not up. Consistent. No.
Not with the story she was telling.
You guys will probably never witness us or listen to us watch a Amber Heard movie, even if she's just like, you know, a little side character.
Destiny had fucking, well, you had fucking the Danish girl in your list, and we just watched the preview to it, and we saw Amber was in it, and we're like, out. Bye.
Immediately done. Took it off.
Off the list. Not watching it. And Eddie freaks me out anyways. His face, I don't know what it is. He freaks me out a little bit.
You know, she's so freaky. She is so like forgettable that I didn't even realize that she was in fucking Zombieland, Criminal Minds.
She was in Pineapple Express.
I mean, I've never watched Pineapple Express because fuck James Franco.
Dude, fuck James but Franco.
She's just so forgettable. Like when they mentioned that, I was like, really? Like I had to Google it. So anyways, y'all, you know, we love Johnny Depp here. We stand Johnny Depp. And that's just motherfucking that.
Yo, we gotta do. I know we've technically already done Johnny Depp as a list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we can find the genre of it, but we should find a Johnny Depp movie to watch for sure.
Oh, absolutely. We should try to line it up with when the court ends.
Okay, done.
All right, so
done.
Now that we've talked about that and no exciting announcements, we are just gonna jump right in.
Oh wait, hold up. If we do that, court ends the 27th, right?
Yep. We can record it after the trial ends.
Yeah.
All right, works.
Fuck yeah.
All right, sweet. Yeah, so now we are just going to jump into our 30th episode.
Yes.
So we're going to watch.
Let's go. Hey.
So without further ado, as I always like to say.
I'm big hype, bro. Sit back. I love this movie. Sit back. I watched it a couple weeks ago.
Yay.
I'm not kidding. But then I remembered that we were going to watch it for the podcast. And I just stopped watching it, I think, like, almost three quarters of the way through.
I fucking can't. Okay.
So I didn't watch the ending. Don't worry.
We're going to jump right into it. As I always like to say, sit back, relax, and enjoy the motherfucking sesh.
Yay!
Fun with Dick and Jane. Let's do it.
Jumper.
And we are watching it today on Netflix. Boop. Shout out Netflix. No Hell HBO Max for y'all this week.
I actually looked because I saw that it got put on Hulu. So I was looking on Hulu to see if it had like the little HBO Max thing in it, and it didn't. It's just on Hulu. Because if it was on HBO Max, I was going to fucking make us watch it on HBO Max just to fucking do that.
We love HBO Max around here.
Dude, I honestly, though, their selection is fire.
It is.
Their selection is fucking great. For movies, dude, their horror movies, chef's kiss.
Christine.
Oh my God. I just saw a list today on Facebook that was like the 10 like goriest and like best horror movies that are on HBO Max. I put every single one of my list. I'm like, I'm going to watch them.
I love that. In the year 2000. I fucking love Jim Carrey. Meet Dick.
Consolidator.
Dick has a good job. Meet Jane. Jane works hard too.
Dude, Billy's funny.
Here's Billy.
It's fucking great. I want to have such a hard time not spoiling shit for me, like saying something before it happens.
This is Blanca.
Like, I literally almost said right before that. Yeah, that spot. He likes to bark.
Yeah. Friction. He liked to bark. Are they laying down grass?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Fun with Dick and Jane. Damn, everyone has Mercedes?
Those are Beamers.
Oh, Beamers. Oh.
It was gonna BMW.
Famous.
That guy was just flexing that he had a fancier car. Mm. That his car is a fucking little Mercedes on. Mercedes on.
The 51st floor. Wow. He really went up there.
I fucking love this part.
Oh, Oz is like, man, fuck this guy. He's going to the 51st.
This is fucking great.
Me fucking two dick. Touch the sky.
Could you imagine walking by someone doing that, though? Oh, my God. Judd Apatow wrote this, apparently.
Oh. Shout out,
Your
Judd.
Dad is a bad bitch in Euphoria. She fucking dragged everyone in her play. Just saying.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh. They call me W. W. Bush. George W. Bush. I love that she's wearing the top to his PJ bottoms.
Saturday. Like, what the fuck? That's the married Ooh. Life.
Yeah. I get it. No, I get it. Planned sex. Even though they could have easily just done it right then and there.
I'll get the new Starbucks samplers featuring Chantel. Like,
ooh, you animal.
Ooh.
Ooh. He's a smooth operator. Alec. They want him to go on Money Live this afternoon.
Dude, fucking Jim Carrey, man.
These are fickle times, Dick.
Your daddy was a man of wise words.
Mm-hmm.
Many words. He don't want a kosher meal, Jane. He don't want it. Money Life with Sam Samuels.
Yep. Oh, God.
They are dropping fast. Real motherfucker fast.
Oh.
They're fucked.
Oh, Christ. He really did that. Globodyne, he just killed it. What the fuck happened, Frank? Oh, Christ. He is fucking, Jack is just like, I'm out. Goodbye. All right. So.
That ficus is like, dead. Oh my God, look at it.
They lost all their, so the stocks dropped. So they really just, they lost all their stocks. And he was like, well, the company's shit. Goodbye. You know, I'll go make a new one.
Uh-oh, now tell your wife.
He is really just spending all that money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Oh, God. She's like, look at that. I quit.
He's like, how the fuck do I eat this thing? She gave him a
What is that? Salad. Pot roast? No.
Some sort of beef something. It's fucking huge. Mm,
it might be lamb. Lamb chops.
Could be. He speaks Spanish.
Beef. Damn, Jane is all over the place. And honestly, I relate. What are you going to do, Dick? Yeah. Give the whole day to yourself. You going to clean the whole house? That's what I'd do.
What the fuck, though? Just, why?
Being an absolute housewife.
Seriously.
Money laundering.
I'll try to get the fuck out of the vineyard.
As he stands in front of a fucking massive mansion. The dog's like, louder, bitch. Who the hell are these guys? Ay, ay, ay.
They're all running for the job. Literally.
Dude, them causing a ruckus is not going to make them get the job. They are just causing a ruckus. Oh, my.
They're taking your shit the fuck out of here, lady. Dude, I love this. I can't think of his name, but this guy, he was in fucking Daddy Daycare. He was so fucking funny in that movie. Maybe in a little bit of a pickle dick. Pickle dick? Pickle dick. Dick that is pickled.
Jesus Christ, Jane, reel it in.
Seriously, she's Jane. Freaking the fuck out.
You are spiraling.
Uh-oh. He's struggling to pee. He'd be struggling.
Stop staring at his dick. Thank you, Jesus. Uh-oh.
Where do you keep the cigarettes?
This fucking lady. Oh my god.
This lady does not want to be greeted.
Hello, Johnny Cash.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of salad.
I love that he has an accent, too.
Right?
Like, Billy has an accent.
Don't take my Telemundo, Papa, Mama. I want my MTV Latino. Help me, Jesus is right, Johnny Cash.
His soul is in your hands, man. They're losing it. They're losing everything. Everything is, they just covered their television. They sold their car. I look like I'm sleeping. Like I'm asleep. Like this eye. Sleeping there. Damn. Oh my god, this fucking part. Yeah.
Is that his wallet?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah. Drop that shit.
Oh god.
Damn it, Billy. She got fucking jacked up, bro. God damn. They fit a whole bunch of motherfuckers up in that car.
Oh, yeah. What a miserable life now.
Yeah.
Absolutely wretched.
Fucking can't.
All right, so the sprinklers go off and he has an epiphany?
Yep, pretty much.
Oh my god, he's doing his own lawn.
The truck just pops open and it's like, boom. There's a button just fucking.
He's like, I've absolutely had it. That's it. I'm doing my own lawn. I give up. No kisses for you. Uh-oh. Red letters are usually not good.
Mm-mm. What should happen?
Looks could kill.
That'd be fucking us, bro.
They really just left Billy there?
I'm pretty sure Blanca like lives there though.
Oh yeah.
I think. I don't know. So I assume she's with him. Or he's with her. Whatever.
He's gonna go rob.
Dude, asshole. I was confused for a quick second when all of a sudden this just popped off. Fuck, this is gonna make me want a slushie. Damn it. Those are like 99 cents, aren't they?
Yep. We could.
I should go get some slushies afterwards.
For more cumbies? I'm down.
Just saying. Like, I could fuck up a slushie right now. I love that she's. That's literally us, though. Like, one of us would be the store fucking around, and the other one would just sit in the car laughing their ass off. Mm-hmm. At the Bronny, Bounty, and Scott. Ooh, they got all the homies.
Dude, just pull it out of your fucking pocket. He's like having like a conniption. See, this is the ridiculous theme song.
Yeah. Let's do it. No, I'm just kidding.
How dare you, Jane? Dick is the baddest badass of all.
I'm married. That's what's wrong with me. Come on. Yay. I love these hold them a fucking pot shop or like a fucking like a glass shop. This man is lit off his fucking ass.
I'm sorry, but Jane is an absolute idiot for storming in there being like, oh no, it's fine. Oh, we love a good hydroplane.
Right?
I knew it. I was like, they are definitely going to bang after that.
Bitch, this would literally be us as fucking criminals. So just say,
big cream.
Dude, oh my God, dude, just wait until you see one of their fucking fits, bro. It's so fucking funny. It's so funny. Robin Dunkin' Donuts real quick. Give me all the donuts. Clint. Oh my God, I think it's this one. Yep, this one. Sonny and Cher.
Hi.
I fucking can't.
I got you, babe. This is us, the Blues Brother.
I fucking love this one.
Yeah, this is us if we tried to rob someone. That's you, just making an absolute mockery of it.
Literally. You're trying to get shit done. I'm just fucking around. We would not be able to take ourselves seriously with those fucking voice things, though.
Oh God, now an actual bank. Oh fuck. Another couple who has no idea what they're doing. No, they weren't. You guys weren't armed. You were just playing them. Oh. Absolutely yeeted her.
Had to.
He really took the fact that he was going to be indicted and ran with it.
Yep.
I'm going to be indicted.
Come on, Frankie boy. Help him out. It's the least you can fucking do.
Exactly. You fucked him in the ass. At least take him out to dinner.
Right? Just give me a minute while I run away.
Yeah. Dick's all fucking pissed off that he can't do it himself. It is now, bitch.
You're parked in a handicap space.
Dude. All right, Dick. Ooh. Oh, that must have hurt. Get off the fucking phone and get the fucking form certified in. Certified in? Oh my God.
Certified?
I'm losing brain cells. This is pissing me off.
Certified.
Take the fucking form.
Oh. He saw you. Don't worry.
How much is that?
$100.
In 10th grade, I played Biff in Death of a Salesman. You know, have some faith.
Right? Fucking Frank, just hopping in the back. Good man, Jack. Even though he didn't do it himself, he donated $400 million to the Globodan Pension Fund. Yeah, they did. Ayayos. You're super big, Jack. Jack's got your back.
They gave him good PR while at the same time stealing every fucking dime he had.
Literally. All right, kids. That motherfucking episode 30. Episode 30, Movie Madness, Phone with Dick and Jane. There we go. I don't know what else.
Oh, these are the credits?
Oh, you're watching the credits?
I thought I was supposed to. Oh, never mind.
I shut mine off.
All right. Yeah, that was fun with Dick
and
Jane.
I shut it off when it gets to the credits, usually. But yeah.
That was a good movie.
Bye. Just kidding. Yeah, no. I fucking love that movie. That movie will solid 10 forever stand in my heart.
I'm giving it a 10 too.
Oh my God. Another 10. That's cray cray. That's crazy.
It's cray cray.
Crazy.
Let's go brazy up in this bitch. But yeah, guys, that was fun with Dick and Jane.
Did you just say I've been craving a slushie since he got the brain freeze and he got slushie?
I love that.
I really want a slushie.
Would you like slushies? Get a slushie, buddy.
Yay!
We'll get some slushies. Yay. I'm so down for that.
Yay! I'm hype. I'm big hype. Let's go. We're slushies. yeah. What's y'all's favorite flavor slushy? I like the cherry and the blue raspberry one mixed together.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Oh my god, that's really all I got. That was a good movie. Sorry if we seem a little quiet and, you know, not very funny today, because we've been tried by Zoom today, everyone.
Zoom is fucking with us.
Put on the fucking record that Zoom can suck my fucking ass cheeks and it just eat the fart that comes out. Because... these fuckers decided to change their plans and want us to pay like $14.99 a month to have meetings that are longer than 40 minutes. So.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
For that bitch.
Boo, boo, for that bitch. For that bitch. Yeah.
But.
We're going to watch 9 and 10.
Yes, we're going to watch two more episodes of Manifest and, yeah, who does the secret word?
I have movies, you have shows. Yeah. The secret word today is gonna be I'm struggling. Blue is the fucking word, because that's all I can fucking think of is blue.
Blue.
Blue, the color blue is the secret word today.
Blue. So if you made it this far,
you know, if you're feeling blue.
Yeah, I know.
If your name's Blue.
Hell yeah.
Watch Blue's Clues. Any of those.
If you've made it this far, congratulations. The secret word of today is blue.
It's blue. And if y'all want to smoke an end of the episode, bullio, pack up your shit. And we can smoke that. One Desticle tells you the socials, you know? Positive. Yeah, so. Yeah. Oh my God. Super burden.
Yes, it is.
Just kidding. All right, y'all. Cheers. Positive if you need to, but here we go. Cheers.
So our Instagram is Movies and Doobies Pod. Our Twitter is at Movies N Doobies. Our Facebook can be found at Movies and Groupies, but you can also look up the handle Movies and Doobies. And our YouTube is Movies and Doobies Podcast.
So that's the team. That's what y'all came here for.
Make sure y'all check in tomorrow for TV Talk Tuesday. And as I always like to say, bow chicka wow wow. Nay, motherfucking nay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, yeah, that was dope, man.
Hey, see you dudes next time, man.